ada la me me da ma ji ang bo da ja jin lo zo ju ji zo la cha wa ji wa sang ji zong wa ra de yu yin de bi jin ju wa de da ge ji de bi zong ni jin en de ri ki ki yo de wa ga lo jin ze wa ge jo jin wa jo wa de yin ge ang bo yin ni ji ge ang ge ni yo ge wa de wa cha da la ye ge da lo da no jin ge zhen da da mi ge no da zhuo wa gun ji da na jie zang wa tang jie ge du da ge chu den du ma ju sim jian tang jie ji tong du la na me ba yang da wa zu yi sang jie ji gong bang rong bo ji chen de ni la to ba le jia nian ba dang ti qi de tang bi chu de ni sen de zui gen de niao su la nian bi gu long gun chu ji ren ba na
It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the perfect, complete Buddha for this very lifetime in order to benefit all mother sentient beings whose numbers space. For that purpose, I should listen to this teaching carefully and put it into practice.
This
topic that you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of Raja Vehicle, the essence of the nectar of the great secret, composed by So this text is explained in the three root outlines. First one is meaning of the title, second one is the meaning of the text, and third one is the meaning of the conclusion. So among these three, we have already covered the meaning of the title, so we are on the second one, which is the meaning of the text. This particular outline is explained further three headings. First one is the door for entering the explanation. Second, finally setting out the explanation itself. And third, the way of concluding the explanation. Among these three, we have covered the first one, and we are on the second one.
Ta niwa heba ni niwan go bandalas, ane nansi sachi ni ichi, ane yarwe temba kona tando ji nyungokso temba asya, sachi tangochi. Niwa talan jubi rumba mandrabi go temba.
So finally, setting out the explanation itself, explained further two headings. First one is presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. Second, the presentation of the doors of different sequences for entering the teachings. So among these two outlines, we have covered the first one, and we are on the second one. So the presentation of the doors of different stages for entering the teachings has two further subdivisions. First one is the general divisions of the vehicles. Second one is the divisions of the great vehicle.
So tibasam di yetur ti imbaris.
So in general, there's a way of dividing the vehicle into three, a great vehicle and a lesser vehicle. I mean, two great vehicle and a lesser vehicle. And lesser vehicle can be divided further to set, classes, the hero's vehicle and solitary realizer's vehicle. This topic already been covered. So the divisions of the great vehicle is divided, explained further two headings. First one, it says the divisions of the great vehicle into two. Second one is the explanation in particular of the thorough divisions of the entering into Vajra vehicle. So among these two, the first one is probably we already covered, but anyway, this has three subdivisions. First one is the number of divisions. Second, the meaning of the individual divisions. And third, the reasons for differentiating them in this way. So we probably will go through the third outline, which is the reasons for differentiating them in this way. So the great vehicle can be divided into two, which is the meaning of the resultant Vajra vehicle, and then the meaning of the causal perfection vehicle. Resultant Vajra vehicle. The sequential order will be the meaning of the causal perfection vehicle first, and then the second, number two, should be the meaning of the resultant Vajra vehicle. So both of these two cases, it is a requirement to practice to generate bodhicitta and engage in the six perfections. So when we talk about the meaning of the causal perfection vehicle, which is actually referring to generating bodhicitta and engage in the practices of six perfections, that's pretty much it. So then what is the special of the resultant Vajra vehicle? That is because we can visualize our result now as being an ordinary sentient being. So during the Vajra vehicle or the Tantra practice, the result here, resultant result is referring to those four purities, right? We did talk about that. Four purities, you can visualize similar path. You can practice a similar path now. So, the purity of the land, that is, you can visualize the celestial mansion of the deities now as being ordinary
people.
And second one is the purity of body. And you can visualize, you know, the Buddha's body, which is endowed with the major and minor marks. And the third one is called the purity of wealth or properties.
And you can
visualize or practice similar things, like making offerings, such as, you know, making offerings and visualize the offerings being accepted by Buddhas and so forth. You can visualize now. And fourth purity is called the purity of enlightened activities and purity of enlightened activities. So you can visualize similar thing right now, just, you know, my emanating rays of light from one's heart and goes to twin directions, which all sentient beings and transform into the Buddhas, you know, things like that. You can practice right now as oneself being as ordinary person. It is named as a resultant Vajra vehicle, means that you can practice things which are similar to your actual result of Buddhahood. And then the next one is the reasons for differentiating them in this way, which is start with moreover, due to meaning, the precede, and so forth. There are 11 lines. So here has two types, right? To proceed, which is tikpa, means vehicles, means that to which one proceeds. Okay, so the vehicle can be two, like objective vehicle, and the vehicle by which you reach to that object. Does it make sense? A goal. Okay, so dosa means the destination. Okay, vehicle can be the destination, and the vehicle by which you lead or reach to that destination. So when we say vehicle or tekpa in Tibetan, it is referring to a path. So in this path can be two, okay? One path is perfected path, which is which would be the destination, perfected path, which is normal learning path, okay? And then there's a path which lead us to that path, which is the training path. Okay, it says that vehicle, although in terms of that to which one proceeds, there is no difference in the resultant vehicle, because both vehicles, you know, lead and to their destination, the Buddhahood, right? Sanji Kopa. So the two, the Buddhas, you know, you Buddha which is obtained by practicing the perfection vehicle, and Buddha which is obtained, I don't know if this is the right word, obtained by practicing the tantric vehicle. In terms of being a Buddha, there is no difference in terms of, you know, being superior and inferior. So both of these being completely purified from all the faults and endowed with all the qualities. And it says in the text, in terms of that by which one proceeds, there is a difference from the causal vehicle. Independence upon the path which lead as path or means to lead us to Buddhahood, there are two types, you know, the perfection of vehicle and a Vajra vehicle. For example, when you're dividing the paths, like such as great path and lesser path, right? Like great vehicle and lesser vehicle. So these two vehicles are not differentiated in terms of the realization of emptiness. So both of these two vehicles, in order to attain their final result, it is necessary to meditate on emptiness and realize and to gain the realization of emptiness. Then how do you differentiate, you know, the great vehicle and lesser vehicle? These two are differentiated by their conduct. So here it says they're differentiated in terms of conduct, right? In terms of conduct. But it's said in the text, but they are actually differentiated by their motivation. So if you are merely interested, you know, for one's purpose, one's well-being, for the benefit of, how do you call that? You are pursuing the liberation in order to benefit oneself, mainly oneself. And for that, you engage in the practices, engage in the paths. Then that is called the lesser vehicle. Practices, you engage in the practices of three higher trainings. That is called the lesser vehicle.
That, ane, chamba thang ra bata, inge chembu ko ane, saba chingi ra bata, samje thamje ji thondo thondo be, sangje ji kumbang to bando be, changju ji samse yor baas.
Nos.
Ot thik ta, kolong thik ko ne lani se tene, ta teri sa, lam lapa samse na digir sa, paro thi chamba thuk se na digir sa.
If you are motivated by bodhicitta is rooted in love and great compassion, right? So out of that motivation, if you engage in the practices of three higher trainings or six perfections. So it's okay to say three higher trainings because six perfections are included in three higher trainings. So if you do that, then you are practicing the great vehicle.
Oh, today, today, paru di chamba tuk se ande, tan lapasum konten duri sirva.
Nos. So the way in which the six perfections are included in three higher trainings is.
Oh, there you
go. Kandarasthika.
Oh, parchin thambo sum tu chutumji labo kongto desu.
First three perfections included the higher training of morality.
No, ane tamani de ane dingenzi labo da hirabji labo re wasa.
And la.
Tamani de dingenzi labo da hirabji labo.
First, Dambosum, the parching to Dambosum,
and
then last, Struya, and then last two are included in the higher training of concentration and wisdom. Yeah, five, yes, but okay, hold on, your horses. Joyous efforts are included. All three. It's necessary for all three higher trainings. So the two vehicles, great and lesser, are differentiated by their motivation and the conduct which arise from their motivation.
So
likewise, Likewise, the Mahayana, the great vehicle, has two types, right? Perfection vehicle, and Vajra vehicle. So these two are not differentiated by their view. Tawa is view, but they are differentiated by method, not a wisdom. In terms of the view of emptiness, is necessary for both of these vehicles. There's no difference. So, in terms of the objective, or the objective goal, how do you say that? That the goals to be attained, there are two. Dharmakaya, chuku. Chuku is Dharmakaya, and zuku is the Rupakaya. Those two. Even the perfection of vehicle has a path that is subsequently similar in aspect to the resultant truth body. Does it make sense? Truth body or the Dharmakaya. Truth body is na dembiku. Ton dembiku. Maris. Resultant truth body. Truth body is wisdom truth body, the natural truth body is niche. Truth set the shajan.
But
it says, since it does not have the path that is similar in aspect to the form body in the perfection vehicle. But in the Vajra vehicle, you have paths which are similar in aspect to the form body. Does it make sense? You can meditate on paths which are similar in aspect of the to the form body. The form body is called the body of benefiting others. Body of benefiting others, and Dharmakaya is called the benefiting oneself. So in order to complete, one's own purpose, one needs to attain Dharmakaya. That is because in order to abandon the two obscurations, you need to attain Dharmakaya.
다 옌돈 탈친바 아 제발라 드는 죽다 고요르바다 옌돈 루비 탑고마 죽으르바다.
So in order to benefit others, in order to fulfill others' wishes, you need to attain the form body.
제드 누자게나 안 죽으르 죽지고 무엇을 당하네 아니 추대 엔드 누지 동지 고요인 말이야.
So then you can benefit the way in which you can you benefit other sentient beings is you know, you can manifest in a form and then can teach dharma.
드네이도다. 옌도 죽었다네. 아. 도바르지비길라. 아니 더당 남바튼비기. 아. 다 더당 남바튼바. 아니 다다네다 곰주요이 바리 낙지가 없어. 드네이도다 제비트 과세 말이죠.
So when you in during the Vajra vehicle, you can practice you know paths which is has the similar in aspect to those the resultant how do you call that to the number tumba in it just says the similar in aspect to the result you know resultant attainment.
Because
in doing the perfection vehicle, you cannot generate, you know, one cannot generate oneself as the deity.
And
then the second one is the explanation in particular of the thorough divisions of entering to the Vajra vehicle. This has three headings, further subdivisions. First one is the A says, which is on the page 4, is how many are the different are the different doors of entering to mantra. And B says identifying the futures, positing the different doors of entry.
And
C, presentation of the way of proceeding in the paths, possessing those futures. Okay, so in back to the root text, there's two lines and half for this, which reads the four doors of entering to this vehicle are the four tantra classes taught for the four disciples, the inferior, middling, and the supreme.
What do you do? Tikwa talasi, aduda, doje tikwa talasi. Ane, you quick go here, somebody.
So, entering into the Vajra vehicle, there are four doors.
Seduda counter, juksa here, see you, somebody.
So, you can enter in these four doors.
Okay. Teach about the career, said you, so what?
So the four doors are mainly because of the disciples.
The Chebar
the Chebar So there are four tantra classes are taught, right? So these four tantras are differentiated in terms of their disciples. Mainly differentiated the chedu chaviduja, the disciples for which these tantras are specifically taught. Does it make sense? The four classes of tantras are action tantras, performance tantras, yoga tantras, and highest yoga tantras. So in terms of doors or entering way, there are four classes of tantras. So those disciples are regarded as inferior. For them it is taught the action and performing tantras. And the middling disciples, for them it is taught yoga tantra. And for the supreme disciples, it is taught highest yoga tantra. So second outline, identifying the futures, positing the different doors of entry. So for this this division also regards to, there are actually 23 verses and half, and two lines. My fault. There are 33 lines and a half.
So
you remember that there's four classes of tantras are taught, that is because of the disciples. You know, that's taught according to disciples' mental capacity, right? And then the that is because of the way in which they use the attachment into the path. Okay, so there are four disciples because of the way in which they use attachment in the path.
So,
the root text reads, this division also regards from the point of view of disciples, the way of using attachment in the path. For disciples who are able to merely use the joy of laughing with looking at and holding hands with the meditated female deity in the path, the three lower are taught. That which uses the attachment to union with an actual or meditated knowledge woman in the path, the supreme path of method and wisdom that combines great bliss and emptiness. Highest yoga tantra is taught for the fortunate.
Rank gombi hamor tandala ani goba tang taba lakchang sen su sum song du gas
nus
de des ani gorum thuk gan rog sen duk se ba
nus goba taba lakchang slos. So okay, is in the text it says in terms of the sequential order of those three things, like laughing with looking at and holding hands, this kind of this sequential order is a little bit messed up.
Okay, do that rank gombi is gombi gil hamolas, ane that tevi gil ane devas yorbata.
Nos.
Otis ad lamd chenuas se achik yorbata.
Nos.
That that am the mazis ane tala gobi gil ane. Devayam lamde chenniwa se achikshi.
Nus.
Ta te tsamde maase ane lakchangji devayam lamde chenniwa se achikshi nirwa ta.
Nus.
Ane durjatela ane riksum shi rwa ta.
Nus. Okay, so these disciples, you know, one disciple who are able to use the joy of looking at, you know, the meditated female deity into the path. Does it make sense? So Tawa looking at the first, and then not just that, the second level of disciple can also transform into the path by and then third level of that disciple, which higher level, which can also the able to use the joy of holding hands into the path.
So
all these are out of attachment.
어드네 인도 다 달랐대니 아니 가와암 대와스 용구에 있어서 봐도
independence upon that one can generate certain level of joy
어태다버티다 동반이 유르도 지니거든 아 대통 요르비다 람스 곰니와 용구에 있다
and that joy or bliss can experience emptiness right and then that is then you that you know that is the path that is how do you say that transform that into the path reggae de le ton ton ni nge cherwa ton
de dong jorvi ke lam gomba yong yo imba
okay so de dong jorvi lam gomba okay so you meditate in this path which is the union of bliss and emptiness
oti ba oti wa do dang ni ge da a ju de o ma sun zu wa de zi imba de wa
so the three lower tantras are taught for the disciples who can merely be who are be able to merely use these into path.
That ne ngo dang gombai se du da leja se da rigma ngo dang ra ba.
Nos.
Yana gombi rigma ta ane nyambar jor se ba da.
Nos.
Ane de ta bi ane ta kar so re chawa lam de ji de se lu dan de da chawe wan ge nya par yor ba chi sir ba da la de ne a ne a de ba chi
na so
da ne de ba ti ge a ne tong ba yor du chi bi ge da a de tong yor bi ge den ta ki ji da lam nyam se ne ya zi yo yin ba le ba
na so
de ta bi lam de da lam chok se ge du ba
na so okay then the next one is says the union with an actual or meditated knowledge woman. So these are also out of attachment, right? So the karsagendi chabe wang ki sro de don de don jor
sar ba chabe wang ki ba da ti rigma ngu sam yana gombi gri ma ra da da an nyam bar jar sar ba
nos
an thala te ni ki deva yung kar ba
nos
ti ga da tong wa ni yur de chin an detong jorvi ga da lam gombas yung kyo yim bar ba
nos okay so the union with either actual or meditated you know meditated one one can generate a certain level of bliss right bliss or joy and then that joy or bliss realize experiences emptiness and these are the union of bliss and emptiness
what right? that we lambda so,
path which is the union of bliss and emptiness
okota lam chok song yin bare ba
which is called the supreme path
what that we nyam so len tim king da karwa thong de mi durja la da na ngal lam mi song bare si
and those who be able to handle this be able to practice this kind of path then Buddha taught the highest yoga tantra.
No tene ni da kajor ji ju se as yo yin bare.
No so.
Ju sambuddha se gri da ni sanskrit na.
Sambuddha.
Sambuddha.
There are specific, you know, tantra text called the sambuddha which just means union of
kajor ji ju se yo yin bare.
Union of bliss and emptiness, right?
Kajor. Kajor ji ju.
Kajor ji ju kajor sadi kajor yanla dunde sadi ba
ore ta kaj nyamde gyar ba sa sadi ba ti ki ju danda ra sigir ba ti
okay sambuddha is better for me sambuddha is the name of the text
o ju ji gi ming ro ba o si nang la go dang te dang lak chang dang si ma ri da
no so ti na go bang ngal ta ro ba ke
go dang te dang ta dang an lak chang dang si
no so In that sutra, it is said that, you know, the tantra, it is said that laughing with looking at holding hands. And holding hands. Okay, the union of these the individual union of these two sets. Does it make sense?
Simbu tsurji yuye ne simbu da. Simbu tsurji.
Simbu tsurji na kare.
Simbu sense yo man bu.
Bu simbu maker wa.
Maker ji mari da.
Simbu los.
Oh, ti tsurji ne yuye ge pare simbu re.
Okay, this one is, I have no idea, Sumbu Tsurji. Sumbu Tsurji is,
Dihawa. Busan sikir bata, busan minki mar bata.
Busan lan buchin juta zuru wakil.
Ore bata.
Busan lan koji kari yorgi. Koji kwa
kari. Bek yagi yor dedi. Sumbu Tsurji yugir ne is.
Sumbu Tsurji yugir ne. Dihawa masu ge. I do not know that.
The Karsigor said, you that Hengli gave me here and the symbol Yungu or is
Noske. Okay, so the meaning is okay, there are some certain insects, right, that arise from wood.
Kedu? On a Hengli gave me a symbol to Tako Hengli gave a date is on a tea hing to say nigger and separate your brother.
So although that insect arise from the wood, that insect eat the wood out, eat out, you know. You finish the wood by eating. No. Hold on. That insect although arise from the wood, right? But that insect eat the wood and finish it. Does it make sense? So that is the example that I was struggling with. And likewise, the wisdom of the union of bliss and emptiness arise from attachment, yet it will diminish attachment.
What is that?
So therefore, these four classes of tantras are taught in order to be able to take the attachment into the path. So therefore, according to this sutra, then these are the names of the four classes of tantras. The first one is laughing with, okay, which is referring to the action tantra, okay? Chagular. Okay, so then you can use these terms of for the names of these tantras by saying laughing tantra, looking tantra, holding tantra, and union tantra. So you can say, yes, you can move back to the fixed order, which is looking tantra, laughing tantra, holding tantra, and union tantra.
Oji.
Huh? Union tantra.
Oh, that is.
Union tantra, union tantra. Thank you.
Oh, that is that. Jude Jivoti is. On the. Sambuta ju se and lami jude lami ju in bare sarva.
The Sambuta tantra is the highest yoga tantra. This is the type of tantra which is mother tantra. Mother tantra. Mother tantra.
Sambuddha.
Sambuddha is a mother tantra text. Yeah. Sambuddha. Sambuddha. Sambuddha is S-A-B-U-T-A. S-U-M, sorry. M is better. Sambuddha. Yeah.
Jude, then the old young girls say, Jude, you got la traveling tiny, you want to China? Chaju, Juju, Nanjur, Nanjur Lana, maybe you sent any jar over us.
Jude,
you got la traveling.
Yes.
Tiny, you want to China? And it chaju, Juju. Nanjur Lana may be Ju Serwada. You did chill at Tavi and Ming on to China.
So in the names for the four classes of Tantra in general means all the texts of Tantra text, right? Then the action, performance, yoga, highest yoga, those four are. Action tantra, performance tantra, yoga tantra, highest yoga tantra. The well-known names for these four classes of tantra.
Oh, today's Hindu, that today's also Senyi Kandisuri.
So here we have the definitions of the tantras.
Right?
Definitions.
Tambo, Chaju Jin Senyi in Barirwa. Tena Gombi Lamot Tewai, Devat Samjik Lam de Che Nivi, Durji Che du Sorsum Juk Musa, Dersok Karong, Chajun Senitis, Sholokandigata, Chajun Senitin Bari.
Chajun Senit. Okay.
Tena Gombi Senat.
Tena Gombi Los. It says the hands, the first one is the definition for action tantra, is that which is an actual tantra or is included in a class of tantra that is mainly taught for the sake of disciples who are able to use the mere bliss of looking at the meditated female deity in the path, is the definition of action tantra.
What do you do? Gombi ke ane lamo la tevi ke devat samshi lamdo chedni vis ane durji chedu zor songbi ke tene yuk ngu sam ti deto khaya rongwa kigla chaju se juri singdo.
So you see that those disciples who are be able to use the mere bliss of looking at the meditated female deity in the path, then where should we go? Did she any dig a shula card or sake? That dog, there was someone to chain new beggars. You go some rug.
What did you chain new beggar? Chedu chabi.
That which is an actual tantra or is included in a class of tantra that is mainly taught for the sake of disciples who are able to use the mere bliss of looking at the meditated female deity in the path.
Tante Gombi Lamor Devi Deva Samhilam de Chenivas and the was.
Nos.
On these Savas, Gombi Lamor Gobi Deva Samhilam de Cheniva. Revata.
Nos. Okay, so here in this definition we have looking at the meditative female deity, right? You can substitute that with the Deva Dilakars Gobarwaki. Laughing. Okay, laughing deva. With
Deva Samani. Lam the Chenuba, said Yurabata.
Yes. And then if you substitute that word with laughing, then that would be the definition of performing tantra.
Gombi lamo deva sande lakchang ji deva lamdu cheniwi sejurwa ta.
And then the definition for yoga tantra would be the mere bliss of holding hands, right, with the rest of them. Okay, so except the first one, the definition for action tantra, the other definitions you omit the word mere. Okay, two.
You just leave mere bliss. You use bliss, right?
Yeah.
Bliss, but take mere away.
Yeah, take mere away.
Okay, so
yeah, 2, 3, and 4, right?
Oh,
ta,
gombi lhamo tang sirvada, angbo nijurji deva lamdu chenivi sirvada.
Yes.
Chene ane, durji chedu zovor zombi jungo sam derto karongs, ne? Nanjor lami jin seni sejurvada.
Yes. So you can say the definition for Hatha Yoga Tantra is that which is that which is an actual tantra or is included in a class of tantra that is mainly taught for the sake of disciples who are able to use the union of dilage gombel hamu lagmara union of
my brother
concept
on oridani ntese go yorwa ta ringmangu sam serwa ne Gombi rigma se go yorwa se.
The highest one you have to say the either actual, okay, deity, female deity, or meditated female deity.
Alma, karse.
Rigma se.
Oh, the female deity se jo marba. It jo se.
La.
Deity che se jo marte karse.
Tina deity ro jo se. The kala or the la.
Rigma ngu se ate la.
Rigma ngu se actual.
Actual one or the meditated female deity. Tet every visitor, Doyon Lambda Chevy Taps. Said you that? I saw the car city, Tonga Duncan, high in your gong goggles on him, but it was.
The car said in Gotson,
Doyon Lambda Chevy Tab.
So the main method in order to take these, you know, Doyon means the qualities of a desire object, desirable object. In order to take those into path, one must meditate on emptiness and deity yoga.
What the Gombi Tsenas, the Trusok Chi Java Mawola Tova Govate and Chajun Sejim Badiwata. Tru Danga Tanga Lasova, Chi Java, the Chaja Jaya Lasova, Java Mawo Chila and the Togovate.
So when you do this practice, okay, meditate on emptiness and deity yoga, your practices requires a lot of cleanliness. Like taking shower, washing hands and mouth.
Giving love.
Cleanliness, yeah.
And Zangda?
Zangda, the Kanga do there, Stinake. Zangda.
Two said is what we are there about.
So, okay, so two is actually taking bath, right?
Taking bath,
or you washing your hands, mouth, teeth, so forth. So when you do fasting retreat, you know, it is a requirement to do all these things. So you are dependent upon these external activities a lot. Your practice involves a lot of external activities, such as, you know, washing one's hands, mouth. That this is referring to action tantra, yeah. Yeah.
Chi chaba dangs, and nank nanjor, chanyam the joba dala, juju say about it.
And you are engaging the activities of external activities and internal activities equally, then that is performing tantra. You are equally engaged, okay, you are equally engaging in the activities of inner and outer. Does it make sense? Activities, such as, you know, you understand, right?
External and internal activities.
Okay, the internal would be like meditating in emptiness and deity yoga. So as I mentioned earlier, remember that the main method, or the actual method, in order to take the desire attachment into path, is meditating on emptiness and deity yoga, right? Okay, so what do you need to meditate on? What you should meditate on in order to take, you know, desire attachment into path? Emptiness. And
We're
not saying Guru Yoga, we are saying deity yoga. So when we say internal activities, so when you say the inner activities are referring to these two, emptiness, meditating emptiness and deity yoga. Okay, so when you engage in these inner activities, you know, you have requirements to do like external activities such as washing one's hands and, you know, mudras and so forth, are called the action tantra.
What is so important? That nang nangyor gomya, tagi kaya at ko susong mas nang nangyor gomsya.
So do you understand the inner yoga?
Inner chi chaba siya at ko susong mas.
Do you understand the external activities?
Tini yun ay chanyam tayo ba at joju siya imbarta.
So when you if you are engaging these two activities, inner and outer activities, equally, then that is referring to performing tantra.
So are you saying that for Kriya Tantra that it's primarily external?
No, Mainly.
Yeah, exactly. Primarily is mainly. Okay, I just didn't hear that word said. Okay. But that's what I've heard before.
When you
are engaging the practices of action tantra, if you're missing one mudra, then your sadhana is not completed. Your practice is not completed. When you do action tantras, the mudras are necessary. If you miss one mudra, you are not completing the practice.
Okay?
Likewise, whenever you engage in the practice, before your practice, you must take a bath. Two means wash one's hand. And one must abandon the garlic, onions, meat, alcohol, and so forth. So this requires lots of cleanliness. Cleaning. Cleanliness, yeah. Whatever.
Okay. Cleanliness.
And then, in addition to that, you need to practice the inner yogas as well, inner activities. Of course, right?
I do.
I think Michelle had a question.
Yeah.
You have a question?
Thank you, Geshe-la. Back when Geshe-la was talking about the using the actual or meditated practice of the union, mm-hmm. and you at that point you take this bliss and you generate a great bliss, mm-hmm. and from there you meditate on emptiness. And is that how it works? The inner work, the inner activities.
Ngalame kabso ane rimang mosum yana kombe rimalia nyambar shuni tene ane deva ches roa.
Ori ti tong.
Ane deva ti ches avichela tonyu kongorves.
Ori deva ti un tongwa ni yurdu chiba tela.
Yeah.
De tong jarsi yo.
Okay, so you engage in an actual or meditated concert, right? And then that because of that, you generate a certain amount of joy or bliss. That bliss experiences emptiness. So that bliss must, yudhicheva means that bliss must realize emptiness.
So that bliss naturally experiences emptiness.
No, it's not naturally. It's not natural. So in order to that happened, your continuum must you must have trained in the common paths. One's mental continuum must be purified by common paths. One must realize emptiness prior to that.
So you have already realized emptiness before you generate great bliss.
Must.
With that intact, you generate great bliss, and then you meditate on bliss and voidness together. Once you generate this great bliss.
So, okay, the time you generate this bliss by the union, right, you must remember emptiness at that point. the view of emptiness.
What they do that day, Terva. That's Zen Duxi as yours, Terva. Duxi yours.
Yes.
What is Mabiak Subayena set up? I don't want to say Yahoo Gene and
Okay, so there is a poison. Okay, this poison's name is Zenduk. Duk means a type of poison. If that poison is eaten by peacocks, then peacocks extend. They become very more beautiful. More. Yeah, more beautiful.
Then
the crows, thank you so much for your help. Appreciate it. Crows saw this, you know, peacocks are eating this poison, and then crows so excited, you know. They just go, you know, to the poison and eat the poison, then they will die.
So
it's likewise, you know, taking attachment into a path is not easy for everyone. So those who are engaging both inner yogas and outer activities equally is called the performing tantra.
And
among these two activities, outer and inner, mainly focuses on inner yoga, then that is called a yoga tantra. And that yoga, which is not necessarily to depend upon external activities, merely internal, which is called the highest yoga tantra.
Yes.
So the four classes of tantra, the names of four classes of tantra, there are two different ways of to name these four classes of tantras. It says the former designation of the names is taught in the highest yoga tantra, which is referring to those we remember the looking at, laughing with, holding hands, and union. Those four are taught in a highest yoga tantra. Looking tantra, laughing tantra, holding hands tantra, union tantra. These are taught in a Sambuddha, which is a highest yoga tantra text.
That's
And it says that, that later is the meaning of the names by which the Tantra classes are generally known.
On the disque.
So the third outline, which is the presentation of the way of proceeding, the path, paths possessing those features has two subdivisions. First one, the common stages of the path of the two great vehicles. And number two, the stages of the path of the uncommon yoga, uncommon Vajra vehicle. The first one is actually explained by these root texts, which reads like entering through the outer and inner doors of the great palace. The doors of the entry to the teachings and to the great vehicle are going for refuge and generating the mind. So in order to enter into a palace of king, that palace must have layers of doors. So one must enter, you know, sequentially from the outer doors to the inner ones. So you must enter the first, you enter to the most external one, and then the middle one, and then the most inner one, okay. Inner gate. So likewise, the Buddhist, in order to enter into Buddhist teaching, one must take refuge in three jewels. Then one must abide with the precept of refuge accordingly. And then one can eventually gradually enter into Mahayana path. And the entrance gate for Mahayana teaching is the conventional bodhicitta. And the differentiation between Buddhist and non-Buddhist is taking refuge in three jewels. Those who take refuge in three jewels is called a Buddhist, and those who are not, if they are, you know, believers and but yet not do not take refuge in three jewels, called a non-Buddhist.
Yes.
kandiske
konjoksun la da be tenji jamni re bande che tenji jamni su be a ta be yichi wa chi re ba
nus
yichi bi gone da nin tagwa ne da konjola japsun ro ba de den bi jugo ni ba re
so having a faith conviction in three jewels and take three jewels one's protection for this lifetime as well as future lifetimes, you know, take refuge from depth of one's heart is the refuge.
They mean you go.
It's the entering gate for the Buddha's teaching.
That any Ojiri. That any Titonida.
In addition to that, one should rely on one's spiritual master accordingly. And how to rely on one's, one must study or lo jangba, one must train one's mind. The way in which one rely on a guru, a master. So, in there are two main things. One is the how to rely on spiritual master in terms of one's body and mind. Two.
Does that
make sense? Okay, no, sorry. How to rely on one's spiritual master by way of activities and when way of mind means generating faith and conviction.
Long no telichibayan, kindly don't buy you sat a long no satay, so to give him the way on. Then only he gave him a race or whatever.
So, those in a master from which one have received ordinations. Don't bar what?
Whatever.
Honey?
And
from whom you studied about Vinaya?
And the week you do a lambda so honey, looked on chickens, young good about
any lamasia. And it's called a resident teacher, who shows you how to live in a proper conduct according to Vinaya.
This is
your spiritual master or guru according to Vinaya.
Parching to one here about it, there is honey. Changju lam jiram ba dabu ni che ni changju sim bi dom ba zong tin di chi ba yin kan li ni lam nim ge chen dom ba so thop sa ti da ge bi hi ni re si ba
according to perfection vehicle perfection pachin tek ba vehicle your guru is you know the master from whom you received teachings regarding the lamrim the stages of path to enlightenment, and you received the dikarsan lamram chene changju simbi dombar
changju simbi gata denu ni chebi lamare ba
so the path I mean the precepts of the bodhicitta the teaching karsa
changju simbi denu ni chebi lamare ba de
so
the changdom len sa ta ane ju lamne phe sa de
so that is your guru according to according to Changju Sembe.
Changju Sembe denote.
So just how do you call that? Bodhisattva vehicle. Then is a basket. Bodhisattva basket.
Oh, teni kevi lava terva.
Yeah.
Oh, telata jachen kyo juji lama samuta juji lama sinduas.
So in this, you know, this is maybe new term for you. Bodhisattva basket. Changju Simbi Denu. There are two lineages. lineage lamas, right? The profound view and what is the other one? The profound view and view lineage. Profound view. Samo taju de jachinchu. Samo. View ro samo.
Samo taju.
Jachinchu and the activity. The other ones.
Jachinchu bi juba.
Vase activities. Vased activities. Lineage, two lineages. Vast, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. Okay.
So in order to become one's guru, one's master, it's not necessarily, you know, receive an initiation.
So
there is the way, you know, people take, unless you receive initiation, you do not regard that person as one's guru. So in order to become one's guru, if it's necessary to receive an initiation, then there is no lama in Lamrim tradition.
Lamrim tradition lamas.
So you should not misunderstand. I had a couple of occasions people said that he's or she is my guru because I received initiation. So if you regard, you know, that way, then lamas are busy to bestow initiations.
This teaching was mainly, you know, perfected and evolved in Tibet. My question is, how many laymen, you know, just people like regular people, householders in Tibet got a chance to even have an opportunity to have a guru? Was this mainly monasterial teaching until recently?
Okay. Melia and a cock of sambo. Tow your vest. You are the Yamlin Chela. Ben and Yajamato, Chick Tower, Travichus all about a chute, Peche, Jaya, cock of Mingus, Chadio Maris.
Cock of Sus will long not yours.
Yes.
A link him over to yours.
Yes. Yeah, the opportunity is there if you are willing to take it. There are many actually lay practitioners who took that opportunity. So you can find one great example in the Lamrim lineage lamas is called a Domtomba. Domtomba is one of them. He's a lay practitioner, a lay upaska vow holder, whatever you call
it.
And Marba Lotsawa. Marpa?
No. Oh,
it's a father of nine children. Marpa. And Malarepa was these are, you know, kind of well known practitioners. But there are many more. Thank you. So if you take the chance, you know, you always have the chance ready to take. Unless you are reluctant to it.
But they said in when what's his name? The guy the other Lama, Lama Zopa, said when we had the... Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
When we had the tantric initiation a couple years ago, he said that the teaching was very rare, that it had to be the right time, the right place.
He's still stuck on God.
Sorry. Sorry, he said the teaching was very rare, and that it the person had to be in the right time, in the right place, and the right frame of understanding to be able to receive it. So I don't think many people can get a chance, and that makes me very sad.
Okay.
That's all.
Nyama de danda de this rumbase de son sus lam sum rumbase ne che di tare le la bu yo mares che di so so tu ju bena tu ju nge jin ji la ane lama nge jin kar sor ta so so le da mo lo yo sa tu ro ge de dis che ke mo bu chu so na ma do le la bu to chu jo yo mar so so de in du cha ba gang ga ko gup di len cho cho da ayo song do so so la da me na
ori de ma ri se de se ya de ju tang ani top tang yo mar ja se yo mar se
no so
ju de che ga se de de ni che ga ba de chi jian yo se nan ke jian yo se
no so yeah that is actually it's difficult you know to meet with dharma right? But then when that is what Rinpoche taught you is reality, because there are, you need a conditions, you know, conducive conditions in order to meet with Dharma. External conditions. So among these conditions, the most difficult one is, you know, to have this interest to practice Dharma, this internal condition. That is one of the internal conditions. So if you walk by the road and they tell everyone you meet on the road, if you say, practice Dharma, you know, and see whether they're interested or not. They will not gain this, you know, interest. They won't have the interest to practice Dharma.
Then Kashi,
some are, you know, have these external difficulties or conditions, like being slaved by others, you know.
Then it then Karim Gundi. And
some cases you are in a certain area that the law of that country says do not practice the Dharma. So all of these conditions, among all of these conditions, the most important one is, you know, generating this enthusiastic from within, you know, within. That is very important.
So
the difficult with meeting with Dharma because of difficult to generate that enthusiastic perseverance from, you know, within oneself.
Thank you.
If I ask you, please be a nun, do you? And would you? No one really say don't be a nun in this hole.
Right?
But from your side, it's kind of hard, right, to accept it, reluctant, to be anyway. So back to homework. What kind of prior practice do you need to in order to practice? Okay, first question, homework question says, what kind of prior practice do you need in order to practice Tantra? Did you do homework? This is a homework, okay? This is December 21st, yeah, 2005, 1 year ago. Did you do your homework?
I think it's generating bodhicitta and practicing the six perfections.
The Changju Sim Lo Jaya Chi and the Parjin Tu Lo Jaya Tum Zung Undo Yin Bataski.
Only.
That's right.
Sorry?
Do you all have the same answer?
Michelle had one.
Huh? I have no. It doesn't matter.
I just said Geshe-la, the three principles of the path.
Yes, that's right. At least you need a certain understanding. No, it's nyoa means a certain realization of these three. Certain degree of realization of these three principal paths.
Should
we have this in the example here? You remember the door of the entering into the great palace. Right? There's three doors.
First,
you take refuge in three jewels, which is the entrance gate to Buddha's teaching. And then degenerating the mind, or enlightened mind, which is the entrance gate to Mahayana teachings. So you have a certain realization of bodhicitta. Okay, which is in the foundation of good qualities. I may find that quickly. It's on the teaching prayer. Okay, it says last commitment. Right on top. After Heart Sutra?
In the long section.
Okay, thank you. 17, okay, I got it. 17. Okay, hold on, please. Okay, having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, that one. It says, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. So this general path is referring to the paths, you know, of stages of path, which is common to middle capacity, and which is, you know, great. Those three. Give us some time. Second question says, what is the entrance gate to enter into Tantra?
So the entryway to entering into Tantra is empowerment.
What kind of initiation? Subsequent permit is enough? Good enough? Subsequent permit is good enough? Subsequent permit. That is the name of Jena. Jena means subsequent permit. Subsequent permit, right? Permission. Okay, subsequent permission. Okay. I thought permit is like piece of paper or something. Okay. All right. Is that enough? Geshla's asking. Okay. Okay, what do you think? Mars, didn't dig Mars. What do you need? What do you need?
You have to actually receive the complete empowerment in your mental continuum.
What do you mean by complete initiation?
For
example, in case of Action Tantra, right? That these initiations, there's four types of initiations. And for Action Tantra, we have vase initiation. Vase initiation has, as actually, there are a couple of, you can divide that in a couple of different subdivisions. There's a couple of subdivisions. But Action Tantra, we have water initiation and ribbon initiation. Ribbon or what? What is that? Ribbon. Ribbon initiation. Ribbon. Ribbon is the one they put in the crown. Crown initiation. No. Crown. Crown initiation. Sorry. So that must, you must receive these independence upon a mandala. Independence upon a mandala. So the mandala has to be under either cloth mandala, you know, drawing mandala, or the sand mandala. So, you know, normally we call that great initiation, right? You must receive a great initiation. Then you can enter into Tantra. Why is the Vajrayana also called Mantrayana? Okay, the third question says why Vajrayana also called Mantrayana? Mantrayana?
I said it's also called the Mantrayana because it protects, tra, this means protects, the mind, which is man. So it protects the mind from believing in ordinary appearances. Uh-huh. That is, one comes to realize that the way in which things appear uh-huh. is not the way that they actually exist. They normally appear to be inherently existent.
Uh-huh.
But
mantra sem kyo basach kores wa di nikabs kyop sadi so so ta thame gi nawa da shembale kyo basat
on beri ya kore
very good
ya ye tamaj man se du ye dans tara se kyo bala ni kyo
so man means mind tara means protect right So your mind is protected. Your mind is protected from ordinary appearance and clinging. Fourth question says, why is the secret mantrayana also called the Vajrayana?
Okay, I have the Vajra means indivisibility and great unbreakability. So the Vajrayana refers to the indivisibility of method and wisdom or bliss and voidness.
There's the Vajrayana said that chorwa the de don yeme said of
the yeme yishi
yishi songres yishi kala maso de don yeme ane
dala
atleya ane doje says the vajra
vajra yang yes
yes
the vajra yang yes
the vajra yes
o ti yemari tabshi yeme ji te kwasi yo yibardi
tabshi yeme las ti las ti lagres. That's right. Wisdom of, you know, indivisible or union of, they don't yemer wa.
No de wa.
Indivisible wisdom, which is okay. They don't yemer yishi. Wisdom of indivisible bliss and emptiness. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
There's a wisdom. The term wisdom is there. Wisdom.
Kedu tabhi yemer yang si yor.
It's also called the yenme means inseparable method and wisdom, or indivisible method and wisdom.
Indivisible.
Oh, that's right. And the fifth question is, what is the difference between causal vehicle and resultant vehicle within the Mahayana? And it takes in the nang su la sirwa gyu tekwa dan dribu tekwa sayati ni keba kari yores. Yeah, we did talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, there is no difference in the goal. It's just the difference in the method of attaining the goal.
Okay. The keba di tobje yu the tobje dribu jorwak. Dribu chani shabu maris. Tobje lam jorwak.
No di.
Di chani keba yoris.
Oh, the goddess.
What are the different paths, methods, which enables us to attain the result? What are the different methods? Yeah.
For the question, I had a little bit different answer. I said that the difference between the causal vehicle and the resultant vehicle is that the causal vehicle does not practice the resultant four purities of the Buddha.
I see.
And in the resultant vehicle, you do.
Okay. The moral to length is mandra use. Gyu tekwa dan dribi tekwa saad. Gyu tekwa la ya ane yonsu takwa shi tanda nyomsu laya yo maris. Dribi tekwa la ya yonsu takwa shi tanda nyomsu laya yo res.
Ori. Tadam namba tambi lam tanda gom yomisi gos.
So when you say that, okay, it is kind of, for me it's difficult, but it's translated as a aspect or something, you know, like path which is a similar path. In aspect, so in the English translation, it's hard word in Tibetan. You can practice similar path now as being ordinary beings. Similar means the result, the actual result, right? So you should say that, okay? What is the other one? What's the difference between the methods, right? That's right. That's
correct.
One more question, the first one.
That do you think about the land you we can go yet? You know, and the country is
what are the four entrance gate for Vajrayana?
Within
Vajrayana, there are four classes, right? So how do you differentiate them? You differentiate in terms of result? Or how?
Sumbasi, and somebody unis, Judei. Somebody unis, Jebita, Judei, Tanyetala, Candis Yarkris.
So, according to the Tantra text, Sambuddha, how do you use the names for four tantras, four classes of tantra? The different names, right? How do you name the four tantras? How do you name four tantras in general? It's a well-known. What are the names of four classes of tantras in general, well-known usage? I don't know how to say that.
Some serious one.
Serious, okay. Commonly used names, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that's it. And course, only. Nere. That. No, just lamb the chevy get tap. That course, only. That. Anjur. Rebada.
Yes. So in order to take desire attachment into a path, what kind of practice or yoga do you need?
Did you say what tantra or what yoga do you
need? What yoga or what kind of yoga do you need? What kind of yoga practice do you need? Yeah, that's right. Huh? No, in order to take the desire attachment into path, what kind of practice is requirement? How many questions you got?
Okay.
What's different?
Sanjiji Tembi Njugodang, Tukwachibu Njugodang, Tukwachibu Njugodang,
What's the difference between the two entrance ways of Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's teaching and Mahayana teaching?
No,
what entrance ways?
Mahayana and
Gura. Entrance ways to Buddha's teachings and Mahayana.
Mahayana.
Just Mahayana. Yeah.
That's enough.
Okay.